It's a very important celebration, the most holy body and blood of Christ. The main idea of having special celebration about Eucharist is to remind us about real presence of God in the bread and wine, which become his body and blood of the consecration. I would like tonight to share with you some context of the Eucharist based on the seventh covenants with God made with people from the beginning of the world. The first one was made with Adam and Eve when God blessed them and told them that they may go and be rulers of the earth. They broke this commandment through sin. So God made second commandment with Noah, promising that his family will survive the great flood. And the sign of this covenant was a rainbow, which we see on the sky, which remind us the rainbows in the shape of the the one which we use for hunting, I think it's bow, that God is our protector. Then God made third covenant with Abraham. He promised him that he will give the land to him and his ancestors. Even when he didn't have son, he promised him that his descendants will be as many as the stars on the sky. And then the fourth covenant, which God makes again with Abraham, that he promising him that through him he will bless all people on the earth. And then we have fifth covenant on the Mount Sinai, when God give us 10 commandments, the sign of his blessing, that he remind us the right way to go, to be faithful. Then is the sixth covenant with King David, promising that he will be his shepherd, and that God will, from his descendant, build the house for himself, which was made by his son Solomon, and that he will establish his throne and his kingdom forever through the descendants of the David, which was made fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And then the seventh covenant, the most important, about which prophet Jeremiah speaks, that the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made by the ancestors when I took them by the hand out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah is prophesying the seventh covenant, the last one, which God will make with people. And which is the seventh covenant? We hear the words of this covenant every time we are at the Holy Eucharist. Jesus says, take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And this is the cup that is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. which we read in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus made the last one, the seventh covenant, to last forever, the Holy Eucharist. And anytime we come for the Eucharist, we renew our covenant with God, His faithfulness to us, and His promise of blessing. Why it is so important? Because God made everything to be faithful to us. We break His covenants all the time, but He never gives up. He made the Eucharist as the sign of the lasting covenant. And what is said is that so many Christians today don't even know that the Eucharist is the last one covenant. It's the fulfillment of all God's promises. The researchers tell us that more than 50% of Catholics don't believe in real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Why? Because it's so unreal and so unbelievable that God will be so humble to give us Himself to eat, to consume. So we so easily doubt in that. So this is why we celebrate this solemnity as a reminding that here on the altar, God is fully present. The Jesus Christ, His body and blood, soul and divinity, under the species bread and wine. It's not any more bread and wine, it's His body and blood. We call it Well, there is a very important word for that. It means that it's real body and blood of Jesus Christ. The only what we see are the accidents, means the taste, color, and shape of the bread and wine, but it's real God there. I think this is a very important argument when we talk with other Protestant brothers and sisters about our faith, that they lost something very crucial. They lost the covenant. They rejected what was treasure of the church from the beginning for every Christian for the first 15 centuries, Eucharist. And now most of the Protestant denominations, they don't believe that there is real presence. Those who celebrate, they call it Last Supper a few times a year, they believe that it's only symbol, that there is no real God. It's only symbol of God's faithfulness to us. And Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood. He doesn't say, this is the symbol of my body and blood, eat and drink it. No, he said, this is my body and blood. And this is something what we can approach others and talk about that and know more about Eucharist, that this is the core of our faith. Faith which was offered us by God in the last covenant of Eucharist. So let us pray that God may strengthen our faith and give us the spirit of wisdom and kindness to share this treasure with others, to not be ashamed that we are Catholics, but speak boldly that we have Eucharist. And it is in the scripture. It's not something that church, they can say, made through tradition. It was there from the beginning. It's our treasure. Treasure which we are obliged to share with others. Because God wants us to share His love and truth with others.